From Decatur to Dunwoody, from Tucker to Toco Hills, from Chamblee to Stone Mountain, this is the voice of commerce in DeKalb County. Now, broadcasting from the Business Radio X studio in downtown Decatur, this is DeKalb Business Today.
And welcome into another edition of DeKalb Business Today here on DeKalb Business Radio. My name is Matt Holmes, along with executive producer Jason Becknell. We're glad to have you with us, glad to have a couple special guests with us today as well. We'll introduce them in a second, but first, I want to remind you, you can find DeKalb Business Radio and DeKalb Business Today on social media. You can like us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter. And of course, you listen live on DeKalb.BusinessRadioX.com. Or if you miss it live, you can download our podcast for free afterward on our website or on iTunes. You can go to our website and check out all the information on that. Without any further ado, I want to introduce our guests. First of all, Ray Gilley. He's the president of the Decide DeKalb Development Authority. And our other guest, Al Edwards, the Managing Director of Corporate Environmental Risk Management, CIRM, and the Board Chair of the DeKalb Chamber of Commerce. Gentlemen, we're glad to have you here today.
Yep, thank you for having us.
So I want to start with you, Ray, because Al, you've been in business here in DeKalb County for a long time. Ray, you're about to wrap up year one here in DeKalb County. You came from Orlando, correct?
Correct.
How has it been so far?
It's been outstanding. I've thoroughly enjoyed the transition. I came in February. It's a little cold, but for a Florida fellow, but I adjusted quickly. I was pleasantly surprised. Now, I should not have been. I should have known that it's Southeast Atlanta region is one of the most prominent business regions in the world, actually, and with a lot of great assets. And DeKalb County being a significant part of the Metro Atlanta region, I have been very well pleased with my transition here and the great activities that we're doing here.
What drew you here?
Well, I would say the tremendous opportunity. I looked at the map. I saw Atlanta. I saw DeKalb. I saw Decatur. And then I read about the history of the region and the area and the tremendous growth in the overall economy happening. There are great assets like the airport, a great cultural and historic region of the Southeast and of the U.S., and a great destination for business. A lot of corporate regional headquarters. As well as a lot of large not-for-profits, great healthcare, education, a lot of tremendous assets in not only in the region, but a lot of them based in DeKalb County, and some great organizations and some wonderful business leaders, both involved in the Development Authority directly and those in government, as well as great partners like the Chamber of Commerce.
A big part of what you're doing is trying to attract new business, trying to foster business within DeKalb County. Talk a little bit about your background. How did you get to this?
Interesting. I started out with State Department of Commerce in Tallahassee, Florida, the capital of Florida, doing economic development, business development, recruitment of businesses from throughout the U.S. and Canada to the state of Florida. We're trying to diversify our economy, which is very much tourism and construction-oriented, and we wanted to get more business for a vast growing state that at the time had 8-10 million people. Now it's up to almost 19 million. So the population's almost doubled in about 20, 30 years. So then from there, I've spent some time with the utility company in economic development, then ultimately in distribution operations, where I actually helped put the lights on, keep the lights on for people throughout the different parts of Florida, starting in the St. Pete area, then over into the Orlando area, then ultimately left the power company for 15 years and was president of the Metro Orlando EDC for 10 years. We were a regional marketing, business development, and economic development organization charged with doing the same thing that our Decide DeKalb Development Authority is doing here. And so we had film and TV, international trade, business recruitment, and as well as retention activities, and a lot of great projects and a lot of great companies that we work with over my 10-year period.
So Ray Gilley about to wrap up year one here in DeKalb County. Al Edwards, 20 years for your company. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, 20 years. We actually started in the Soft DeKalb Business Incubator. So I was working in corporate and wanted to do something different. We wanted to be able to make more investments in the community. And so it's been a blast. Over the last 3 years, I think our growth has been between about 18% per year. So it's been pretty good. So a lot of fun. About 60% of our employees live in DeKalb. And it's an exciting time.
How many employees do you have? How big is the business?
We're approaching 60 employees. Wow. So we have an office. We have a branch. We're headquartered here, but we have a branch office in Mobile, and we're doing business in Pennsylvania and the Northeast. So,
and tell our listeners a little bit about what it is that you guys do exactly.
Yeah, we're an environmental engineering and program management firm, and basically we provide, you know, we support, provide professional services in the pre-construction and construction services areas. So, for example, we're organized by five business groups: environmental engineering, surveying, remediation, and program management. And so our clients are energy and utility, the Georgia Powers, the Mobile Gas. We work for governments. We do some work with DeKalb, but we work with the City of Atlanta and Cobb County and City of Mobile, education, as well as transportation. So
for you doing what you do you have to have an engineering background, a background in environmental type work, or just as an executive, a business background?
Well, I have an engineering background. I went to Mississippi Valley State, and I majored in football, got a minor in industrial engineering, and then went to business school. So, but most of our staff, our project delivery staff, is mostly civil, chemical, and mechanical engineers and surveyors, and some biologists.
So we're talking with probably the second most famous football player to come from Mississippi Valley State. Is that maybe Jerry Rice?
Yeah, well, coincidentally, I was the starting cornerback during that time. So if he looked that good, someone had to look bad.
Al Edwards and Ray Gilley joining us here on DeKalb Business today. Ray, I want to send it back your way and talk a little bit, obviously, it's been 10 months so far. Talk a little bit about the successes and some of the challenges that maybe you've faced in growing into this new position.
Well, of course, getting to know the county and the region and our relative and competitive positions, and then working with and trying to build our organizational competence in economic development, building a team, building a staff, addressing organizational structure issues with, board change. We had a few board changes, but we had a magnificent board of directors, some outstanding partners, working out and figuring out our strategic relationships with key stakeholder groups such as Georgia Economic Development Department, Georgia Power. Our Chamber of Commerce has been an outstanding partner over the years. And so we have continued to evolve and develop those relationships, because there's an economic development ecosystem in this region and in this county, and in working closely with our city and county government partners. Because economic development is one of these activities that truly is a team sport. If there's any success at all, it's going to come as a result of a lot of good things coming together on a particular project. Because when companies think about expanding or locating in a particular area, they think about the immediate decision and then the long-term success, hopefully at that location over a 10 or 20 year period. So then a lot of times, all things being equal, it's how they feel about the people that they are encountering who will provide some of the strategic resources that will help them be successful, i.e. the talent development system, the transportation system, the governmental agency that's going to be involved in their permitting or zoning issues, et cetera. But the most important aspect is typically can we find the people, and will people be willing to relocate themselves and their families here? So the same things that you and I think about are things that businesses think about, but they have the first objective, which is to find the right location. And so having facilities and having sites that can serve a variety of types of business interests is what we have, fortunately, in DeKalb County, with a population of 700,000 plus, and then being in a region of millions, so within easy access of a workforce that's probably in the millions, I would say, makes it very attractive for both existing and new-to-market businesses.
I think the normal person will sit there, maybe not involved in the business world, they'll sit there, they'll see on the news a new company is coming, they'll see Governor Deal out there with the proud proclamation, Georgia's getting more jobs, but it goes to a certain locality. I know those localities maybe compete a little bit. Is there an adversarial relationship?
Yes, I would say, I call it co-opetition. We work together, kind of like us, think of us as I like to think of it as like dolphin fish. If you fish, you know, they work together to sort of corral the prey, and then they all go in after the kill. And it's every man for himself at some point. And so, yes, there is competition, but there's a lot of collaboration and partnership. For example, we belong to JDAMA, which is the Joint Development Authority Association, which is six or seven development authorities like us, who partner and work together on issues and on things that are good things to work on together, governance issues, legislative issues, a number of things that we find that it's better to work together, even though we compete. So there's a lot of good friendly competition. I have some wonderful colleagues who work in various development authorities and or similar economic development organizations, and we share information. But it's kind of like the golf game, you know. I can tell you how to do it, but you still have to do it. So we share information easily and readily among ourselves, and we collaborate and do joint marketing and business promotion activities. We just did an event recently where we hosted a number of site selection consultants who are based out of the Atlanta region here but do work across the state and across the country. And we wanted to make sure they were very familiar with their own territory, so when they have business clients that are looking for expansion and or relocation, that they know the market better and they know who the players are, or they know who the resource people are, like myself, throughout the region, that they can call on for assistance and additional information when needed.
How big a part of your pitch, when you sit down and you pitch a CEO, this is why DeKalb County is better, how big a part of the pitch is the fact that we have MARTA access, other surrounding counties do not?
That's a tremendous pitch, and becoming more so as the traffic congestion continues to increase. And if you can imagine another 500,000 or 600,000 or maybe 1 million people in the region coming to the region, and how difficult it is to add additional transportation infrastructure. So having mass transit and transit systems that can bring people back and forth to work and to home is very important. And the next gen workers expect that. They come from many parts of the country where they have that in place and are building that. So I think having locations where we have several transportation options close to employment centers and or those that can be developed or redeveloped is going to be a great asset, we think, going forward. And we're very fortunate to have several of those in DeKalb County with four or five MARTA stations, and in at least one or two of them under major development, and others that in the near future will be redeveloping.
This is DeKalb Business Today. Matt Holmes with you on a Wednesday morning. I want to get back to Al, because as we said, you've been in business for 20 years. It's here in DeKalb County. As a business owner, you could move it anywhere, and I'm sure other localities would love to have it. Why is it? What have you seen that works for you for DeKalb County?
Well, first of all, I've lived in DeKalb for the last 26 years, and the community has been very kind to my family and, of course, to our business. And I think we have high expectations here in DeKalb County. And what I think about is the tremendous amount of resources that we have. Oftentimes, they're not aligned, and so that's what I've been working on, really, from my station at the Chamber. And I see it as part of this regional coalition that's rising on the international stage. And I think the community has just a high expectation, where our volunteerism is probably second to none in the region. People get involved and they have high expectations. So it's been very conducive for us from a business perspective.
You're the chairman of the board of the DeKalb Chamber of Commerce. When you look at the different factors that bring businesses to DeKalb, obviously schools are one of those. You're working now with a brand new superintendent of schools. He's been here 4 months, something like that. How's the relationship there? Where do you see the school system heading?
Yeah, I think we're in really good shape. We've had a very active education committee, first of all. So going back several years ago, we had to step up and really get off the fence and participate in some of the restructuring that took place. So, and that was awkward because we have these community-based relationships, but at the end of the day, the children are the key assets, right? So since then, we've had a very cooperative working relationship. We actually participated in a liaison group, and really we advocated that type of thing so we could leverage the diversity and the strengths of the county, the entire county, in the selection process of this new superintendent. So in participating in that process, we got a chance to see the candidates, and then we agreed with the selection of Dr. Green. And you know, he's a knowledge-based leader, so he has hit the ground running. And I think at the end of the day, we need a person in that role who can drive education. So he seems to be doing a good job at it. You know, he's still in the early stages of it, but we have a very active agenda with him, and we think he's going to do well.
And it's a relatively new start at the Chamber of Commerce as well. I know a new leadership team within the past year or so. Yeah. What's new there? What are some of the things that Katarina and company have been working on?
Yeah, well, Katarina, first of all, is just this phenomenal young leader. I'm so impressed with her on so many levels. I served on the selection committee and in the process, and we interviewed nationally and talked to people around the country. And she was the interim president, and she seized the moment. And so her ability to multitask with depth is just tremendous. So over the last year, she has really rebuilt her team. The board structure has really been in place for some time now. I've been a board member for about 6 years. And so we have our leadership structures in place on a 3-year basis. So we have a sense of where we want to go next year. We are very deliberate about what we wanted to get done this year. And we think things are aligning well, because there was a reset that when you change the executive who's in charge of the day to day. But we think there's plenty of market share there. We think there's opportunity to build some broader coalitions across the county, which are really critical because we're diverse in so many ways, and sometimes we don't fully embrace that diversity, and that doesn't give us an opportunity to address some of the underlying issues that get in the way of our economic development progress.
So. You mentioned that you've been a board member there for 6 years. Why was that important to you? I mean, obviously, when you have your own company, you get enough on your plate. Why take that on?
Yeah, well, as I've started, the community has been, you know, has been very generous, And I've always, one of the reasons I left corporate is because I wanted to be able to do more and maybe have almost a triple bottom line approach. I thought it was important to contribute in the community. I grew up in Pritchard, Alabama. And if you're not familiar with Pritchard, Mobile is a suburb. We haven't told them yet. So, I'm truly a village child, and I had some people from the community who really helped me during some very delicate years of my development. And so so I have this kinship and sense that, you know, we can only do as good as the people around us. So the chamber turned out, and I was really learning about chambers at the time. It just turned out to be a platform where I could participate, I could contribute to multiple areas of the community that I was concerned with, while at the same time growing and sustaining our business.
I want to put the question to both of you. And obviously, Ray, part of what you're trying to do is to bring big businesses and big corporations here to DeKalb County. But talk to me about the value of small businesses. Because, Al, I mean, you started a small business 20 years ago, and it's grown, as you said, to 60 employees. It is sort of the backbone. We talk to a lot of small business owners. It's the backbone of the local economy.
Well, I can tell you that small business is the backbone of Americans, the backbone of DeKalb County and the Super Atlanta region. And we're so pleased to have businesses like Al's that choose to start here and grow here. If you think about some of the largest, most prosperous and successful businesses on the planet, they all started as small businesses. Some of them grew to great prominence and great success. Now, we don't know which one of these businesses, Al's or whomever's, is going to be, you know, have a mega success, but we hope to have the kind of entrepreneurial and business growth environment that aids in their growth and development so that they realize their maximum potential. And in that process, we, the community, benefit from their growth by the employment base, by the capital investment, by their philanthropy, by their community engagement. And so for us, all business is important, all sizes. So we seek to help and assist all of them, and we hope to engage even more. And I want to take this opportunity to thank Al for chairing our Small Business and Entrepreneurship Task Force, which has just completed their preliminary draft report to the DeSide DeKalb Development Authority.
Al, tell me a little bit about that. I mean, you've seen it from your perspective, right? You took the chance to start up a small business, and whether it's an environmental consulting firm, whether it's a mom and pop sandwich shop, a lot of people sinking their own money into that, putting a lot on the line.
Yeah, it's tremendous, and first I'll start by saying it's not for everyone. You know, one of the things that I enjoy most about what I get to do every day is, and I didn't expect this, but the job creation, watching families grow, that's just pretty exciting. And then some of our educational partnerships. You know, we have a shadowing program. We bring young people in. I have a young man who, he's one of several dozen, but I had a young man who, he was my self-acclaimed bodyguard when he was in middle school, and over a year he grew about a foot, and he was a basketball star, and he decided, in looking at us and participating in some of our shadowing, he decided to major in civil engineering. And so since he's graduated from Georgia Tech, has went on and gotten a couple master's degrees, and is working in the industry now with a major international firm. And we hope to bring him back home in a few years. But that part of it is exciting. And I think small businesses, when we start thinking about economic development and some of the expectations, workforce development expectations, I think small businesses are oftentimes uniquely positioned to do that. We've worked with our workforce development department here, Cheryl Chapman and her team, and we've just made some phenomenal hires. I mean, people, some from the international refugee community, engineers, people who were engineers in other countries, and they came here and they just needed an opportunity and some experience, and they've been licensed here and they've bought homes and they're raising families. So as Ray mentioned, we live in probably the premier region in the country from a small business, minority business growth perspective. And I think that small business is an important economic development mitigation for communities. So
as we approach the end of our time here at DeKalb Business today, kind of a general business question. And there's been a lot of talk in the college sports world this week, right? Mark Richt, one of the most successful coaches in Georgia history, SEC history, wins 10 games a year. He gets run out. He gets fired, right? And I'm curious about, there's been a lot of talk in college football. Well, that's the nature of the beast. It's worse now, job security-wise, than it is ever. In the business world, has that pressure ratcheted up to be successful quickly, or else? You guys feel that?
Well, I think that to some extent it might exist in some organizations, but most organizations realize and know that it's success over time, and that the most valuable resource they have is their people. So whenever you let go of one of your valuable assets, especially the human asset or human resource, that's a very, I would say, important decision that's not taken very lightly by most businesses or organizations. So we're very pleased, again, to have like a very dedicated and very informed and diverse board. We have some great partners. So the intellectual property, I guess, that most organizations have and we have in our staff and that companies have too, I think they value that. So sometimes you need change because maybe, for over 10 or 15 years, that person has done all they can do and it's time for someone else who might bring some new ideas or new approaches that maybe only can be done by someone who has a different vantage point, a different perspective because of their different experiences.
Al, same question to you, but also you mentioned your company's been around 20 years. Over the past 2 or 3 years, 18% growth. Okay, and we're kind of alluding to a football coach who's been there 15 years and growth was kind of stagnant. So same question to you, but also how do you continue to grow after all those years?
Yeah, the thing that comes to mind to me really in thinking about Mark Richt even is the expectation factor there with him. I think the expectation factor was that they would be winning the SEC and competing on a national. Yeah, they've been successful comparably to other organizations, and I think that same translation goes back to businesses. It just depends on what you're measuring and what constitutes a win. Our performance metrics, for example, it's a business. All of it's risk because sometimes you introduce innovations that are not apparent in the market and you have to take a chance. So for example, community involvement is a key performance metrics of our employees, right? So we want you to do something, and if you don't know something to do, we can help you find something to do. And that has been one of those things from a client retention perspective that has really helped us. When they look at, we can do a survey, we can do geotechnical work, and so can, 120,000 other firms in this country, but who's invested in this community? Who's partnering education-wise? Who's partnering from a workforce development standpoint? So I do see the labor market tightening, and so there are things that we have to do to retain our employees. But yeah, I think the expectation-wise, the expectation is that, we want to win. And I think organizations want to win, and however they define winning.
So let's wrap with this. Speaking of winning, what is winning going to look like for DeKalb County 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, as our kids are growing and they're kind of seeing what DeKalb County is then as opposed to what it is now? How does it look different?
I think it is seen as the premier not only business destination from all different types of businesses, some businesses and industries that we have already, and then some new and budding industries like the film and entertainment business. We're number three behind California, New York. And as the state continues to grow and prosper, I expect us to pick up more activity in that, and we're planning for that. I think DeKalb County will also be a top location for people choosing to live. We see what's happening. Al mentioned about the education factor and how important that is as families and people decide where to live, arts and culture, the type of environment. And then also, I think, just the culture, the community culture, I think, is going to evolve and change to be the cool place or the great place to live for a variety of, I would say, people and their various interests. It'll be a as we age, it'll be a great place to hopefully retire as well. I think with a great library system, great education system that we have, taking complete advantage of all of them, I think, and finding the synergy between all of them will be the challenge, but also the great opportunity.
Now, what do you see in the future?
Several of the meetings I participated in, we always kind of leave saying that DeKalb is the sleeping giant. And I think the giant will start to wake up and get up over the next 5 years. I think we'll start to exploit some of the supply chain opportunities. You know, we have the world's busiest airport on the southern end of our region. We have some logistics corridors that are underutilized. That airport is in a pretty big capital improvement expansion. And I think we're going to bridge the divide there in workforce development and some of our employment rates in the southern region. On the north end, the idea is going to resonate around the development of the perimeter, that the three stops in MARTA, Yvonne Williams is very quick to say, the three MARTA stops in Dunwoody are so key. Mm-hmm. So as MARTA expands its transit-oriented development program, I think we're going to see more development along the lines of those lines in DeKalb. So I think as this coalition grows, because we're just in a different place from a diversity standpoint than in many other communities have been. But as we align those resources and form those coalitions, as Ray said, I think it's going to be the cool place to be.
Well, that sounds cool to me. Guys, it's been a wonderful conversation. Ray Gilley, Al Edwards, we appreciate your time. And of course, if you didn't catch this live, you can download the free podcast on our website, DeKalb.BusinessRadioX.com, or on iTunes. So that'll do it for this edition of DeKalb Business Today. For executive producer Jason Becknell, I'm Matt Holmes. We'll see you with a new show on Friday at 10 a.m. Until then, we'll see you later on DeKalb Business Today.